The Cardinals going for their fourth straight win, taking on the Padres at Petco Park, where it was Roberto Clemente Day. Third inning, no score, bases loaded. Jack Flaherty making a second major league start, facing Jose Perella.
Next delivery, ground ball to the left side. Mejia has it, steps on third and throws to first. Double play, scooped out by Jose Martinez. That's a great play on both ends. It was rung up on a pitch that was about 3 inches high. Swing and a long one to right. Long, and out of here. Home run, Solarte, his 16th of the season. And the Padres jump on top 1-0. First pitch to Steven is hit deep to left field. Back goes the left fielder, Perella, to the track, to the wall. It's out of here. Two-run home run, Piscotty, and the Cardinals take the lead 2-1. Piscotty with his 9th of the season. And the Cardinals break out in the 7th against LeMet.
Lions protecting a 2-run lead. The pitch.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out, throwing him a high fastball.
Lions with the 0-2 pitch for Matt Caesar, the former Cubs.
Swings and strikes out.
The runners lead at first and second. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball center field. Fowler's there. He catches it for a Redbird winner. Spangenberg, a flyout to center, leaving two on, and this game has come to an end.
Tyler Lyons' second save as the Cardinals hang on to win it 3-1 for their fourth consecutive victory. The bullpen does the rest as Ryan Sheriff notches his first career win. Steven Piscotty, 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. The Cards also announced a trade. They've acquired right-handed reliever Juan Nicasio from the Phillies in exchange for a minor league infielder. The Cardinals win their fourth in a row. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
2 great innings by Sheriff. Brevi was terrific, and Tyler, we've worked pretty hard and knew that he's that guy who's just been making great pitches for us. And got us back against the wall a little bit with the first 2 runners on, and then made even better pitches. Just a great win.
What do you think has switched for Steven in the past since he came back really from Memphis? Do you see confidence being part of it? Do you see a mechanical change?
Both. Yeah, I mean, he went to Memphis with a plan and some things he wanted to work on mechanically, and I think he started working on those and having some instant success once he found something that felt right, and then he brought that confidence back here. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. I think it's just also a great testament to not just what the guys and the staff's doing in Memphis, but the attitude these guys take. I mean, it's rare. Because so many times guys go down, with their feelings hurt because it's just no fun going back to AAA. But Steven did exactly what his buddy Randall did. And he even told me when he was leaving that he's going to follow Randall's lead, which is kind of interesting, the two of them, how the relationship they have. And because Randall's following Steven a lot. But in that case, Steven saw how Randall's game and career has improved when he goes down and makes the most of it. And it's huge for our club to be able to have that kind of personality for our guys to do that.
Some hitters have talents. Like, you could always tell when Albert was about to get hot because of the walks that he would take. And Matt Carpenter has a similar kind of talent.
Yeah.
Does Scotty have a talent for you? Something you saw?
Just watching the ball jump to the right side, that right center stroke. Means he's seeing the ball. I mean, he walks too. I mean, he's done a nice job, I think, of that through his career. He'll take the walk. When he's struggling, like most guys, not picking up the ball, and you're watching him swing at balls out of the zone. He had a good at bat today, swung at ball 4, but you could tell he picked that up. But you're talking about a guy, and their starter was so good today. I mean, that was some better stuff we've seen this year with the sink he had and the hard slider and the command he had with the slider. It's one of the tougher assignments we've had. Fortunately, the guys just stayed the course and, finally got to the point where they got a ball to hit, but there wasn't a lot of mistakes made.
Jack nearly matched him as well.
Jack was good.
Yeah,
very good. Yeah, much better fastball command and some near misses early, and then I thought he did a nice job of mixing the slider. He had a good slider too. Different style, right, with Jack, just kind of pinpoint control with the four-seamer. Their guy with a lot of movement in the sink. But I thought Jack did a real nice job mixing in that curveball, too. I mean, we talk about that with Michael, but Jack, I think that's going to be a better weapon for him in the changeup. All good pitches all the way around.
Third time through the lineup, he showed more things.
He did.
Is that the kind of pitcher you think he's going to be?
Yeah, I thought he and Carson did a nice job, not, you know, kind of at least making him think about another pitch. And yeah, I think he can be a four-pitch pitcher. Now, your third and your fourth pitch are always going to be your third and your fourth pitch. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may switch over the course of your career, but you need to understand that those are pitches you just don't want to use in situations that are going to dictate the game. And I thought he was smart when he was trying to use the breaking ball and when he was using the changeup. But, you know, the fastball, well-located, you know, that's just such a, you know, that's everybody's bread and butter. But the slider was very good.
Seemed like other than the inning where he gave up the home run, he kept the ball down pretty much. He had a lot of ground up.
Yeah, and that was a changeup. I mean, that was pretty amazing because he had only thrown a handful at that point for him to have that ball hit in that situation. Surprising, but yeah, I thought he just had a better rhythm, had a better. I thought everything he did, and he threw better than what his line showed in San Francisco too. I mean, he's got good stuff. It's going to be fun to watch him continue to progress.
And the key strikeout came on a curve.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where that inning kind of
falling apart at. Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, it's the last thing in the world you're thinking.
Yeah.
Because you have, you know, you got the slider on your mind and the fastball is going to, I mean, it's got, looks like it has some late life to it, just watching how they react to it. So it's, once again, yeah, you know, as guys continue to watch them, we'll know a little bit more. But right now, it looks really good.
How much of a leash do you have with them in terms of workload that he's been
sharing? Yeah, they haven't given me that leash length yet. But, you know, a game like this, to be able to get him through five, and, you know, there was a chance that we were going to pull him out right before that and take advantage of the at-bat, but two outs, nobody on, give him a chance to go back out. We had a couple guys up and ready to help him out of it. We're not going to push him too far in that pitch count, but when it looks good, and today it looked good, and we have fresh arms, we'll probably try and help him out while we can.
Isn't this one of the ballparks where you can't miss the out-of-town scores because you're watching your pitcher?
You know what? It was such a tight game. I didn't pay that much attention. I mean, which ones was I supposed to see?
Take your pick, but Colorado would be a note.
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
Yeah. I mean, this is objects in their mirror are closer than they appear at this point.
I like that. That's
you
good.
Like that?
Yeah.
Might
use that.
I mean, he has made some plays over third base the last couple of days.
I tell you, he's one of the better defenders you're going to see. I mean, put him anywhere on the field and feel really comfortable, even first base. So, I mean, he's a valuable player. I know he didn't have the kind of at-bats. He and Carson both at the bottom of the lineup that they were looking for. But, you know, defensively, I thought they both did a great job. And Alex is a one of those special kind of defenders that you just kind of want the ball hit to him. And he made a couple of those plays, really tough plays, look a lot easier than what they were.
Was
Fam
limited to pitch running?
Yeah. Yeah, he was borderline on the swing, but we just haven't seen enough, and I wouldn't want to push it. And so I just wanted to use his legs, and his legs played. Yeah.
Jack Flaherty, in his second career start, gets a no decision, allowing one run over five innings of work.
You know, I felt more comfortable out there today. I felt like you know, just second go around, I just felt like, you know, I felt way more comfortable out there and being able to use my pitches and trying to get ahead a little bit better and work my stuff and counts that I felt you know, comfortable using them in. I felt like I executed better today. Yeah. You know, I think the home run actually helped calm me down. I felt like even in the beginning of the game, I executed well at points, but I don't think I was really calm. I think after the home run and the walk, I actually was able to settle down and kind of relax. And then, you know, I'd thrown a couple curveballs, a couple good curveballs, but I hadn't thrown one with two strikes for a strike. And, you know, I knew what Carson was trying to do with that pitch, and so I was able to throw a good one there, and it was good execution.
Are you and Carson have together? I mean, how much do you think that helped you kind of navigate through what you had?
Yeah, I think he knew me well. He knew what to say to me. But, you know, that's something that comes over time, and that's something that we've built. And that's something that to continue to build with Yachty, just with how things go. You know, we're just very comfortable with each other, having worked with each other before. And, you know, he did a really good job. He called a really good game, helped keep me under control after the home run and then the walk. I think he knew I was a little bit frustrated, but I was able to kind of relax after that and just kind of pitch and, you know, be able to be me.
From Southern California, you have a lot of family friends.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, being able to have, you know, first two out here on the West Coast has been, it's been a lot of fun, you know. My mom's, being able to have my mom here for both of those, just easy trips has been, it's been something that's really awesome just to be able to have her here and, you know, whatever, every other, you know, family and friend that have come out, it's been fun.
You're pushing toward innings, counts that you've never hit before. How do you feel, kind of conditioning-wise, strength-wise?
I feel fresh. I feel pretty good. That's not something I really think about. I'm just looking, looking to recover for the next start and, just keep working. You know, the work in between starts is where that all goes. And so, you know, right now, it's about the next day. Tomorrow, you know, it was a really good win, really big win tonight. And, tomorrow's another one. You know, we're just looking to end the season strong, and I'm trying to do whatever I can to help the team.
The Cardinals go for the sweep of the Padres on Thursday. Lance Lynn on the hill.